用我们的心来唱，我们主耶稣在这里。常常唱，我们因为歌颂，因为我们在十字架里面，我们救赎，我们进入他的荣耀里面。好，唱英文 ，Listen in English this time.
In the cross, in the cross, be my glory ever, till my righteous soul shall find rest.
什么荣耀不仅今生 is all the day to beyond the river beyond the eternity 一样是我们的荣耀。好，那我们低头祷告， Let's bow and pray。 我天父，我们感谢你，十字架，十字架永是我们的荣耀。谢谢你在十字架上为我们舍命，流出的宝血叫我们这些信靠你的人，我们罪得赦免，乃是都是因为你宝血的工价，乃是你因为你的爱，永恒的爱临到我们的身上，在我们这些卑微的罪人，如今蒙是你何等大的恩典，你把我们提升，只有与主耶稣你在天上能够同坐席。我们为此这样的恩典，我们现在感谢你，更赐给我们使命，在世上能够来为主你做那行那永恒救赎的工作。你给我们恩典的参与这样的事工，主愿你自己真是常常提醒我们，你十字架大爱激励我们，叫我们不顾你宝血的工价，不顾你给我们侍奉你的恩典，不违背你给我们的意向，对我们的呼召。主啊，我们感谢你。 Father, we thank you. May the cross be our glory forever. And we sing in this song all the days of our life. Because you are redeeming love through our Lord Jesus Christ. You've forgiven our sin through your precious blood. Thank you for the eternal grace bestowed upon our little man here on earth.We thank you, give us the grace we'll be able to participate in your eternal salvation plan on earth so that we can be bring most honor and glory to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 好，请坐。那么打开我们今天要读的圣经。
Let's turn to our Bible today.
在马太福音第二十八章。
Matthew's 28.
我们来念第十六节到第二十节。
We're going to read from verse 16 to 20.
在新约的四十四面。
Matthew 28:16 to 20.
马太福音这二十八章。我们念十六节到二十节。好，照着我们恭敬的心来念神的话。
Let's read it together.
好，一起来。十一个门徒往加利利去，到耶稣约定的山上，他们见了耶稣就拜他。然而还有人疑惑，耶稣近前来对他们说：“天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我的。”所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在直到世界的末了。好，那我们再次低头祷告的仰望神。
Let's pray.
我天父，我们感谢你，你是创造这一切万有的神，你照你自己的主权，照你自己的美意，你给我们各种不同的天气，有春夏秋冬，你也给我们有温暖的时候，有寒冷的时候。主啊，我们为这样的恩典，我们献上我们的感谢。愿今天早晨你召集我们在这里， 我们跟你在这里约会，求你只是你用你的眼光照我们，让我们见你的面，我们生命就有所改变。也求主你的圣灵借着你自己宝贵的话语，你圣洁的话语，永恒的话语，你对我们的心说话，让我们能够心被你恩感，我们就愿意快跑的跟随你，来参与主你给我们永恒的大使命。我们谢谢你 Father, may this morning that you be with us. We thank you for your presence. May the Holy Spirit through your word speak to our heart. Give us obedient heart and listening ear so that we are able to understand and put it in practice in our life so that we be able to bring the most glory and honor to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This month is our mission month.
那么，特别是这个月底，我们呢，25、26、27，3天，是我们教会第一次的拆船联会。
And the end of this week, which is from October 25th to 27th, is our annual mission meeting.
如果神允许的话，那我愿意借着这个月的时间，那么跟大家分享有关。神的心意，特别在永恒里面，在传福音，他拯救人，世人的计划。
Therefore, in this month, I want to share the message with you concerning the mission.
今天我要跟大家分享的是大使命跟我。
Today, I want to share with you the Great Commission and I.
那以前我曾经跟各位分享过，为什么我们要传福音
？And I shared with you before why we have to share.
到底我们传福音的理由在哪里
？What are the reasons?
到底传福音是？为什么我们每一个世人每一个基督徒都需要传福音
Why is it the responsibility of all Christians?
那么我很快来跟大家 review 一下第一个就是因为是神的旨意
And number one is because this is God's will
因为是神在永恒里面所定下的旨意在创世以前他就要定下了拯救世人的计划
Because this is God's will and purpose he has destined before the ages
第二个是主耶稣基督的命令
Secondly, is the commands of Jesus.
不仅是圣父他在创世以前所定下的旨意
It's not only the will of the Father before the creation of the world.
也是甚至耶稣基督在升天之前对我们整个教会的吩咐
It's also the great commission was given to Jesus Christ before his ascending to heaven.
为什么我们要传福音
Why do we have to spread the gospel?
另外一个理由就是因为我们欠福音的债
The other reason is that we are in debt to this gospel.
保罗在罗马书第一章十四节这么说无论是希利人话外人聪明人愚拙人我都欠他们的债。
Just like Paul said in Romans 1, chapter 1, verse 14, I'm obligated both to the Greeks and non-Greeks.
就能欠债感，就能够看到神的心意，对我们周围的这些还没信靠主的，这些还在神的救恩之外的人，我们对他们有强烈的一个负担。
This is a great burden that we should share because this is what God has given us.
另外一个，我们为什么要传福音？
Another reason why we have to spread the gospel.
因为基督在十字架的大爱，他在哥大山的爱激励了我们。
Because the great love that Jesus Christ showed on the cross and on the mountain of Calvary has compelled us.
叫我们白白领受他的恩典。
So freely we have received this grace.
我们也需要把这个好消息能告诉我们所有周围的人。
Therefore, we are obligated to spread this grace, the good news, to the people surrounding us.
基督的爱就是我们传福音的动力。
And Jesus, Christ's love is the momentum, the motive of our preaching gospel.
如果没有想到基督何等的爱，那么我们怎么样能够继续的持续的下去？像保罗一样，他一生怎么能永不气馁？在遭到多少困难，能够继续的持续的下去？
If we are not thinking of Christ's love, then how can we keep on like Paul after great persecutions? He can continue to do his work.
乃是因为基督的爱常常激励了他。今天所有的为主做工的人，这些宣教士，乃是也是后面这个动力，就是耶稣基督的爱常常激励。
The reason Paul can continue on is because God's love has compelled him. So are all the missionaries. They are doing that just like Paul now.
所以为什么我们要守主餐？就是主耶稣要我们常常守主餐，就是常来到他的十字架的面前，我们要纪念他的舍命，他的爱。
The reason why we have to observe the Lord's Supper is because we want to remember Christ's love and He's given up His life for all of us.
当我们思想他的十字架的时候，基督的爱就一次再一次的激励了我们。
Whenever we survey the cross and God, then Christ's love continues to compel.
当使命是一个爱的使命。
And the Great Commission is a commission of love.
如果没有爱，我们是做不下去的。
Without love, we cannot go on.
如果没有基督的爱，我们是没办法持久的。
Without Christ's love, we cannot continue.
另外一个是因为传福音是最有价值的一件事情。
The second thing is, this is the most valuable thing, that is to preach the gospel.
因为在福音里面，我们的神付出了最高的代价。
Because the gospel shows what a great price our God has paid.
想想在十字架上是哪一位？挂在十字架上那一位是谁？
Just think, who was the one that was nailed on the cross?
在2000年前，在人类的公元前、公元后，人类历史最高峰。 在神向人类最高的启示的时候，显现的时候，就在基督挂在十字架上的时候。
And what is the greatest revelation in the human history? That is the moment when Christ was on the cross.
他在十字架上无限的神，用他无限的宝血、无价的宝血，为了拯救我们世人，他付出了最高的代价。没有人能够付得起的，没有人一个人配得，但是他愿意白白的赐给那些所有信靠他的人。
And on the cross, Jesus has shed his precious blood that he had done the most impossible thing in, because for our sake.
所以教会存在的目的就是要来执行主耶稣给我们的大使命。
So the reason why the church is on earth is to carry out this great commission.
如果教会不传福音，就没有存在的价值。
There is no sense of the existence of church if we do not spread gospel.
主耶稣已经把这个大使命交代下来了。
And he has entrusted this commission to all of us.
是给我们每一个基督徒的。It's
to every Christian.
牧师需要传福音，长老、执事要传福音，所有信徒都必须要去传福音。
Including the pastor, the elders, the deacons, and all believers.
当然，传福音有很多有直接的、有间接的，但是呢，我们每一个人都需要积极的参与整个大使命的这个侍奉。
They may have different approaches, but nevertheless, we should all participate actively.
刚刚我们所读的马太福音28章19节到20节这两节经文，一般叫做大使命。
And the passage we just read, especially verse 19 and 20, is so-called the Great Commission.
这是主耶稣在复活升天的时候呢，对这个世界上所有的信徒、所有的教会的。 一个吩咐，一个交代。
This was a command Jesus gave to the whole believers, to the whole church.
如果我们回到圣经里面，我们看到16节这里，我们看到这里有一个约会，就主耶稣跟这个门徒有一个约会。
In the verse 16, we can see there is an appointment here between Jesus and his disciples.
在28章第7节那里，当天使告诉这个玛利亚说，主耶稣已经复活了，因为玛利亚去。 耶稣那里，耶稣已经复活，找不到他的尸体。那么，天使告诉他，你要告回去告诉所有的门徒，你们告诉他们要往加利利去，在那里主耶稣要见他们的面。Because
in verse 7, after Mary couldn't find Jesus' body, the angel told Mary to go quickly and tell all the other disciples that Jesus will meet them in Galilee.
这里又讲到地点是在加利利一座门徒熟悉的一个山上。It
will be on a familiar mountain in Galilee.
那么有人说这个山呢是主耶稣登山。 变相的那个山
People say this mountain was a mountain that Jesus has transformed one time.
有人说是这个哥林多前书15章5节，那里主耶稣向所有门徒显现，还有向另外一次向500个信徒显现的地方。
And some say this mountain is the place that Jesus has revealed himself to 5,000 people.
有人说是主耶稣在加利利海边。 你知道在五饼二鱼行神迹喂饱5000人的那个地方
And some say this place is the place that Jesus performed the miracle of the 5 bread and 2 fish.
实际上虽然没有特别的讲，不过当这个玛利亚跟告诉门徒说去那个地方，耶稣基督要在见里面，我相信门徒知道，一定知道在什么地方，他们就知道。
Maybe we don't know specifically the meeting place, but the disciple did. When Mary told them, they know where to meet Jesus.
同样的，我们将来跟主耶稣。 也有一个约会
Likewise, we will have an appointment with Jesus Christ someday.
就是将来我们要交账的时候
That is the day we will give account to him.
罗马书14章12节这么说，这样看来，我们个人不要将自己的事在神的面前来说明。
Romans 14:12 says, So then each of us will give an account of himself to God.
罗马书14章10节也这么说，因我们都要站在神的审判的台前。
Because because we will all stand in front of the God's judgment seat.
我们要为我们今生我们所得到的我们的连日我们所有的财富我们的恩赐我们所有所知道的真理我们所有的一切要在主耶稣面前我们怎么样来做好的管家我们要向主耶稣来交账。
Everything we have received in this world will give account to Christ.
那么第十七节到二十节我们可以看到主耶稣跟门徒会面的一个目的是在哪里
We can see afterwards what's the purpose of this meeting.
就是将大使命交代给他们
That is, Christ will give this commission to them.
告诉他们福音必须要传遍地极
That is, the gospel will spread to the end of the world.
换句话说以今天的话讲你们要差派宣教士到世界各地去传福音
That is to send missionaries to everywhere in the world to spread the gospel.
今天我们身为基督徒我们应该怎么样去回应他对我们的呼召跟我们的差派
As a Christian, how can we respond to this calling, to this commission?
我们要怎样的去积极的参与神给我们的命令
How do we actively participate in this great commission?
这个不是我们要不要参加的问题而是每个基督徒必须要参与的问题因为这是一个 obligation 我们每个人都需要做的
This is not an option, but an obligation.
无论我们愿意不愿意这个命令已经交代下来了
Whether you like it or not, this commission is given.
将来我们跟他会面、跟他约会的时候，我们都要交代清楚。
The day when we meet our Lord Jesus Christ, we will give account of this.
所以这个大使命是非常严肃的一件事情。
So this is something of great seriousness.
请问我们有没有积极的参与在这个大使命的施工
？Have we participated actively in this mission?
请问我们现在所做的是不是跟神拯救世人的计划有关？
Have we done anything that relevant to God's salvation?
我非常的感谢神，我们的教会是一个传福音的教会。
I thank God this church is a mission church.
虽然我们做的还不够，但是我们的很多弟兄姐妹，他们真的有委身了，他们愿意在这里付上他们的心力、他们体力、金钱，在神的拯救世人的计划上有份。
Maybe we haven't done enough, but I know a lot of brothers and sisters they have committed in this mission work.
我为他们感谢神。
I thank God for them.
但是我们盼望更多的人能够加入这个蒙福、这个永恒的最有价值的行列。
But I pray that more will join this blessed way.
使我们个人、我们家庭、我们整个教会、我们所接触的人都能够蒙福。
So if our family, the people we meet, will also be blessed through us.
这段经文里面告诉我们有三件主要的事情。
There are three important things in this passage.
第一个就是大使命告诉我们这位救主是一个超全能的一个救主。
First of all, this Savior is the one that is a supreme being.
那么二十八章第十八节这里告诉主耶稣说，主耶稣就近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
Because it says, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
这里讲到天上地下，那我们看到整个福音所包括的，不仅是天上的，不仅是地下的，同时也是天上的，包括这两方面。
So you know that the scope of the gospel doesn't only focus on earth, but also including the heaven.
我们地上的人面临了许多许多的问题。
The people on earth face all kinds of difficulties.
我们最大的问题就是罪的问题。
The number one issue is the issue of sin.
那么地上还有许多痛苦、疾病、忧伤的事情。
Also other miseries, sufferings, adversity.
还有各种困难，我们外表的困难、内心的困难。
The sufferings from the outside and also the internal sufferings.
所以福音的对象是向地上所有就是罪人来传福音。
So the object, the recipient of the gospel is for all the people in the world.
要把一个全永恒宇宙里面最好的消息来告诉他们。
Want to proclaim to them the best news in the universe.
我们要告诉所有人说主耶稣爱他们。
We want to tell everyone that Jesus loves them.
我们要告诉他们神顾念所有的人爱世人。
That God cares for everyone in the world.
他帮助世上所有人脱离罪恶魔鬼的权势，而且能够得胜胜过世上所有的苦难、所有的痛苦。
He wants to help save the people from the sin and from all the sufferings.
和这些信靠他人罪能够得到赦免。
And those who believe in him will be pardoned.
所以在地上蒙他宝血接受耶稣做他的主做他救主的人蒙他宝血所洗净的人在天上我们有永远的天下我们有永远的生命有永恒的价值我们将来进入他的荣耀里面。
Those who are cleansed by his precious blood will have the eternal glorious home in heaven.
就像保罗所说，当我们接受主耶稣那个时候，虽然我们肉身还在地上，但是我们已经与主耶稣在天上同坐时。
Just like Paul said, the moment when you receive Christ, even though you are still on earth, but in essence, you already sitting together with Christ in heaven.
我们本来是卑贱的，本来是肮脏的，本来是不可爱的，但是神爱着我们，借着他的宝血把我们洗净，就像浪子一样肮脏的，把它洗得干净以后呢，把它提升到神的宝座，跟神能够同坐席。
Originally, we are dirty and lowly, but through the cleansing power of Jesus Christ, we now are placed with God in heaven.
他赐给我们属天的身份跟地位。
He has given us the heavenly status.
同时也赐给我们属天的永恒的使命。
And also give us this heavenly mission.
这里天上地下所有的能力跟权柄都在耶稣基督的里面。
Because all power in heaven and on earth is in Christ.
换句话说，世界上没有一位君王有这样的权柄。
And no other king or rulers on earth has such power.
因为他是全能的神。
Because he's mighty.
他可以做人类唯一的救主。
He can be the only savior of human beings.
他从死里复活，胜过死亡、阴间、魔鬼的权势。
He has overcome the power of the Hades, the death, and the devil.
基督在十字架已经得胜了。
He is a victorious king.
所以他有能力可以拯救世上所有的人。
That's why he has the authority and the power to save all of us.
所以罗马书第一章保罗这么说，我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信他的人。
That's why Paul says, I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes.
这位救主耶稣基督是一个超权柄、超能力的救世主。
This Jesus Christ, he has surpassed the all powers, and he is the only savior.
第二个大使命告诉我们，这位救主是一个超空间的救主。
And also, this savior is the one that beyond the space.
不仅是一个超权柄的救主，而且是超空间的救主。
Not only he surpassing all powers, he also surpassing all the limitation of space.
在马太福音第二十八章十九节，主耶稣说：“所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。”
Therefore, he says, "Go and make disciples of all nations."
这个万民就是万国的意思。
That all nations means every country in the world.
这个大使命的对象是整个全地球。
So the object, the recipients is talking about here are all nations.
这是你想想，这是一个何等宏大的一个工作。
Such a macro scope.
世界上没有一个 business 能够这样，它的对象是世界上所有的人，而且是古今中外人，还活在世上，过去、现在、未来的人，而且是世界上每一个人都需要的，对象是每一个人。
There's no business in this world has such a grand dimension. It's concerning everyone, every country, every place in the world.
想想当初耶稣基督颁发这命令的时候，只少数的几个人，几个他的门徒在那里。
When Jesus first given this commission, there was only a few of his disciples there.
大部分是捕鱼的乡下人，没有什么学问，也没有什么能力。
Most of them were just fishermen or the countrymen without too much education.
但是主耶稣却把一个这么大的一个使命交代给这些人。
But Jesus has given them such great commission.
当时交通这个通讯都不发达。
At that time, the traffic or the communication were not so good.
这些人是个贫贱的渔夫，他们也什么都没有。
They were the humble, the lowly fishermen without too many worldly means.
但是这门徒他们却不，因为这个工作太艰巨。
But all the disciples, they did not shine away because of the difficulties of this commission.
他们没有因为这个使命太大而灰心而丧胆。
They did not get discouraged or despaired because the scope of this commission.
当圣灵降临在他们身上，当他们被圣灵充满的时候，他们每一个人就出去，顺着圣灵的引导，到神要他们去传福音的地方。
When the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they followed the guidance of the Spirit, and they go.
他们靠着圣灵的帮助，他蛮有胆量，蛮有勇气，他们做超过他们自己所能力能够做到的事情。
Through the help of the Holy Spirit, they done the impossible.
所以他们每一个人都尽力的、忠心的，能够去传福音。
So faithfully, all of them went out and preached the gospel.
所以你从早期，你可以看整个早期教会整个福音的传遍，速度是非常的快的。从使徒行传你可以看到那个效果，短少数几个人，但那个效果是非常大，完全是因为他们一个中心有个卫生，而且靠圣灵的大能大力才能够成就。
Through the help of the Holy Spirit and their own commitment and faithfulness, only a few disciples and believers, they did wonderful things in the early church time and spread the gospel very effectively and quickly.
他们短短在几年的当中，甚至在面临极大的一个逼迫、极大的这个危险的情况之下，他们福音就从耶路撒冷、犹太、撒玛利亚，直到外邦整个罗马帝国的传遍。
The gospel was spread through the Roman empires.By those few disciples in the course of a few years, and while they were facing numerous persecutions.
只有少数几个人却能够成就这么大的事情。
Only a handful of people, yet they have accomplished such great things.
这是主耶稣告诉这门徒说，你们要比我做那更大更难的事情，就是因为主耶稣说，我要赐给你们圣灵，你们就可以为我做更大的事。
Because the power of the Holy Spirit, Jesus had told them that they could do things greater than Jesus could have done on earth.
当时罗马帝国可以是全世界上最兴旺、最强壮的、最大的一个国家。
At that time, Roman Empire was the greatest nation empire on earth.
但是借着这几个人把福音传遍整个罗马帝国，建立了无数的教会。
But through this handful of people, the gospel was spread and many churches were founded.
这绝对不是靠自己的能力或者对一个某一种宗教的一个热忱一个所能够做到的事情。
It's not through the personal zeal or effort.
乃是靠自己的委身。
But through the commitment.
靠基督的爱在后面积极的推动力在激励了他们。
Through the compelling love of Christ.
而且他们有强烈的使命感。
And also they are great commitment to this mission.
所以这些人都是祷告的人，每一步都在依靠圣灵，怎么样带领？靠圣灵给他们 charge， 给他们能力，他们能够为主做美好的见证。
And also they are people of praying, and through the charge of the Holy Spirit, through their prayer, they move.
所以让我们看见，只要神交代我们来做的事情，只要我们愿意忠心，我们他必然会赐给我们能力，赐给我们智慧去完成。
So we know as long as this is the command from God and God will provide the power, it will give us the power to move on to accomplish it.
因为这是神的工作。
Because this is a work of God.
他自己会来负责任。
He will take charge.
另外一个还有我们看到不仅是神的对象是全地球，而且福音整个是普世的，因为神爱世人。
And not only this is for the whole world, we know that God loves the whole world, loves everyone in the world.
无论你的肤色怎么样，无论是种族、语言、各个国民，都是他所爱的。
No matter what kind of ethnic origins you are, or what kind of people you are loved by God.
都是罪人，都是需要神的救恩。
Besides, we are all sinners, we all need the salvation.
在神的面前，人人是平等的，没有哪一种民族是高一点，没有哪一种民族，哪一种人是身份比较高、比较低的。
All races are equal in front of God.
每一个人都要谦卑来到主耶稣面前，来接受他认罪悔改，才能够蒙他的宝血洗净，成为一个新造的人。
We all need to humbly come before God to receive this salvation, so we can be a new creation.
另外一个，我们得救了以后，我们去传福音，引人归主。得救的人，我们要奉圣父、圣子、圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Another thing is, after we spread the Gospels, we should baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们受洗，我们很快我们还有另外一个敬礼班。那这个受洗的意思是承认主耶稣真正在我们身上的主权。
Before long, we're going to have a class of baptism, and baptize means that we acknowledge the authority Christ has on us.
我们要一生跟随他的脚步。
And we will follow him.All the days through our life.
我们要做一个真正委身的门徒。
We will become a committed believer.
我们一生要跟随他到底。
We will follow him to the end.
所以圣经说，信而受洗的必然得救。
So the Bible says, those who believe and are baptized will be saved.
如果信了以后迟迟不受洗，那么信仰可能有问题。
Those who claim they believe yet do not want to be baptized, there may be some problem with his belief.
当然没有跟你们讲清楚，那是可能是教会的责任。
If we did not make this clear, then this is a church's responsibility.
但是你如果来参加敬礼班，你最清楚了，那应该是要受洗，快快的受洗。
But if you have understood the meaning of baptized, then you should go ahead do it.
我们说信靠大使命所提到的这位救主，是一个超空间的救主。
And also, this Savior that who has given us this great commission, he's also beyond this the space.
他在十字架上所完成的救赎的果效，不受时间，不受这个空间、地域、种族、语言的限制。
And the thing he has done on the cross really surpassing the whole four dimensions.
他是可以做超空间的救赎。我们为这样，我们感谢神。
And we thank him for this.
世界上各国各民的人都因为可以信靠他，来到面前都能够得救。
And through belief and faith in him, all everyone can be saved.
第三件事情，这个大使命告诉我们，这位救主是一个超时间的救主。
Also, this Savior, he transcends the time.
他不仅是超权柄的。
Not only he transcends all authority.
他不仅是超空间的。
And also this all space.
他还是超时间、超历史的主。
And also transcend all time and history.
马太福音第28:20，主耶稣说：“我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。”
Because he says, "Surely I am with you always to the very end of the age."
谁能够讲一句话说我常常与你们同在？
Who can claim that I will be always with you?
因为他是无所不在的神。
Because he's everywhere.
他不受时间的限制。
He's not limited by time.
启示录第一章第八节，那里主耶稣说：“我是 Alpha， 我是 Omega。”
And in the Revelation 1:8。Jesus said, "I am the Alpha and I am the Omega."
Alpha 是希腊文的第一个字母。
Alpha is the first alphabet of Greek.
Omega 是希腊文的最后一个字母。
And Omega is the last one.
换来说，我是首先的，我是末后的。
Which means I'm the first and I am the last.
接着他又说，是我是昔在、今在、以后永在的全能者。
He also says, "I am the I am who is and who was and who is to come."
Alpha 就是人类历史的开始。
Alpha is the beginning of human history.
Omega 是人类历史的结束。
Omega means the end of human history.
他来开始，他结束。
He is the starting point and he is also the conclusion.
而且他是昔在、今在、永在的神，他是从永远到永远的神。
And he is and he was, he is to come.
弥迦书在弥迦先知在预言的时候，在第五章第二节，他预言说：“伯利恒以法他，你在犹大。”诸城中我也小，将来必有一位从你出来，在以色列中为我做掌权的。他的根源从亘古，从太初就有。
And in Micah chapter 5 verse 2 it says, "But you, Bethlehem, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come of me, one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times."
那希伯来书第一章第十二节说，主耶稣是永不改变的，他的年数没有穷尽。
In Hebrews chapter 1 verse 12 it says Jesus will never change. His ears will never end.
那这怎么解释呢？
How do you explain this?
他就是从永远到永远的。
That is, he's from everlasting to everlasting.
他又是首先的，他又是末后的。
He is the Alpha, he is the Omega.
他又开始的，他又是结束。
He's the beginning and he's the end.
到底这是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
我愿意跟大家解释一下。
And let me try to explain it.
我们主日学的那个学生，我已经跟他们讲过了。
I have explained this in my Sunday school class.
说一下到底，你有时候看的时候，到底会是怎么回事？好，如果这条线是从永远到永远。
This is a timeline from everlasting to everlasting.
So infinity to infinity, 这条是永恒，这条是无限的，这条是绝对的。在永恒的神。他照他永恒的旨意，他说我要开始一个人类的历史。
And according to his will, he said, at this point of time, I will start human history.
现在科学家已经知道这个光可以弯曲，时间也可以弯曲。
You know, the time and the sound are not absolute; they can be curved.
神决定创造一个人类的历史，这是人类的历史。
This is human history.
这是暂时。
It's a temporary.
这有一个开始。
There is a beginning point.
有一个结束。
Also the ending point.
那么，耶稣说我是 Alpha.
And Jesus said, "I'm the Alpha."
我是 Omega.
I'm the Omega.
换言说，耶稣基督就是 Alpha 还是什么？他是起初那一点，最后一点，两点是合在一起，就是他。
And this Omega and Alpha, they are the same point. That's him.
所以耶稣基督是我们人。从暂时到永恒的交叉点。
And he is the cross point of human beings from the temporary to everlasting.
他是有限的进入无限的交界点。
This is the point, the definitive to the infinitive. It's a point from the relative to the absolute. That is what it says in the revelation. The temporal period will end sometime. Jesus starts it, and he will also answer. And in this circle, millions of people live in there. Everyone live a piece of this time. In your lifespan, anything you do has touched this Jesus Christ, then you will be connected with eternity. So this is from infinitive to the infinitive. The number one thing we need to do is to know God. And it's the key point of our salvation. Only through receiving Him as our Savior, we can enter the eternity. Everything we do relevant to Christ, then they are meaningful. And all the limited things we do in the world will become unlimited value if we have something to do with this Savior.
当然这个也许不是一个很好的说明，不过我们暑假的时候在华盛DC长荣牧师开了课，我们大家讨论的时候觉得这个大概是一个比较好的说明，大家没有想到比这个更好的。This
may not be the best, the ultimate explanation, but this is the thing we can come up with.
耶稣基督是 Omega Point, 也是 Alpha Point.
Jesus Christ is Omega Point and also the Alpha Point.
而且他是从永远到永远。
From infinitive to infinitive.
有一天这个圈圈要 broke 掉就没有了。
And one day this circle will be broken.
我们在这段时间跑了来世上跑了一趟，如果我们不认识耶稣基督，没有借着耶稣基督，我们就没有永恒的价值、生命的意义、价值，我们目标就没有。
We'll lose the meaning of our life if we do not know this Christ.
所以我们为什么说，我常常讲，我们在暂时的帘子里面，神给我们用来做投资用的。So
that's why I continuously to point out in our temporary life, we are here to invest to eternity.
我们不是来吃吃喝喝、生老病死，住好一点、开大一点的车子、住大一点的房子就走了，就完了。
We don't just live on this earth just to enjoy our life, to have bigger cars to drive.
今天我告诉你们是永恒里面最重要的真理，就耶稣基督。如果我们跟他生命跟他没有关系的话，我们毫无生命的意义跟价值，我们在整个永恒里面我们是 lost。
I'm telling you that the most important truth in life, if you have nothing to do with this Christ while you live, then you have lost everything.
这就是为什么主耶稣在2000年前在哥他山。 上他被钉的十字架为我们死，他埋葬复活，完成了救恩。为什么有永恒的救赎的功效？就在这个图片上，你可以看得出来。That
is why this is the salvation was done by Jesus Christ 2,000 years has such a tremendous impact on human race.
如果他只是一个普通的人，2000年前被钉在十字架上犯罪的人，那根本就没有什么，就普通人而已。
If he was just an ordinary person, was nailed on the cross, then that doesn't mean anything. That's nothing to do with us.
主耶稣不仅是在人类历史里面，在地上曾经活过了一位历史的人物。
He was indeed lived on this earth.
但他本是神，他的本质是超历史、超时间、超空间的。
But he is also God. That's why he transcends all history, time, and space.
他不仅是这个历史性的耶稣。
Not only he's a historical Jesus,
而且他是一个永恒的基督。He's
an everlasting Christ.
他不仅活在历史里面，他从来本来是从超历史那里来的，本来从无限的进入我们有限的，从绝对的进入我们相对里面，为了要拯救我们世人。He
came to this limited world to save us.
那么，借着他才能把我们带回到无限里面去。And
through him, we can be brought back to the infinite.
因为人是无限，人是灵魂是无限。
Because our soul is infinite.
我们今天很苦，常常很多矛盾，就是因为我们里面有一个永恒的灵魂，但是却活在这个暂时的身体里面，暂时的这个世界物质世界里面。
A lot of time we experience the struggles internally because we have this contradictory part that we are limited, yet we have the zeal for the infinitive.
他是主耶稣是无限者，他是绝对者，他是真理生命的本身。
And Jesus Christ is the essence of this unlimited being.
他更是永恒者，从永远到永远。
And he's infinitive.
所以他所做的每样事情就有永远的价值。换句话说，就可以做超时间、超空间、超历史的救赎。
So everything he did, he has the effect, the everlasting effect on all of us.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，My dear brothers and sisters，
今天我们蒙神这么大的恩典
，We have received such great salvation。
我们得到这么宝贵的救恩
，We have received such great mercy and grace。
这么伟大的基督，永恒的基督，这位爱我们的神。他又赐给我们在地上活在地上的每一个基督徒蒙他宝血洗净的人，把一个永恒的大使命交托给我们。
And such a great Savior has given a great commission to all of us.
给我们一个最有最高价值意义的事情交代给我们。
A thing that's of great importance and value.
请问，我们愿不愿意参与主耶稣给我们的救赎人类的大使命
？Will you participate in this great commission?
这是恩典，也是特权。
This is a grace, and it's also a privilege.
更是我们这些蒙救恩、蒙耶稣基督宝血所买赎的人，我们应该做的，我们应该尽的责任。
And it's something we cannot avoid as a believer of Christ who has received His great salvation.
请问你愿不愿就是参与的，把这样一个好消息告诉我们周围所认识的这些朋友、同学、我们的亲戚。
So let me ask you, are you willing to participate in this great commission to spread the good news to the people around you?
我们不能徒受神的恩典。
We should not just receive His grace.
我们不能够把神给我们领受的恩典，把它放到停到我们的手里面，或把它埋在地里面，我们自己独享就好。
We should not just enjoy the salvation ourselves and bury it and do not spread it out.
我们要去告诉所有人。
We should go out and tell people.
想想还有多少我们所爱的人，我们亲戚朋友，我们周围人，他们还没有信主。
Think how many of the ones that you love are still not believers.
如果他们在没有信靠耶稣之后，在永恒里面永远是 lost.
Then imagine they will be lost forever.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，My dear brothers and sisters，
让我们从今天开始，我们立下心志，我们要积极参与传福音的使命。
Let us make our mind today that we will participate in this commission.
从今天开始，从现在开始，从我们所住的地方，我们认识的人开始。
Let us start from where we live, the people we know.
好，那我们再来读一些圣经章节。我们打开哥林多前书第九章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
我们念十六节到十七节。
From verse 16 to 17.
在新约的238面。
First Corinthians chapter 9, verse 16 to 17.
好，哥林多前书第九章十六节到十七节，我们用恭敬的心来念。
Let's read it together.
好，一起来。我传福音原没有可夸的，因为我是不得已，若不传福音我便有祸的。我若甘心做这事就有赏赐，若不甘心责任却已经托付我了。好，我们再来念一遍。好，
read again.
来，一起来。我传福音原没有可夸的，因为我是不得已的，若不传福音我便有祸的。我若甘心做这事就有赏赐，若不甘心责任已经托付我了。好，希望我们都能够有这样的负担，有这样的托付，有这样的认识，有这样的体认。
I pray that all of us will have this burden, this acknowledgement, this understanding.
我们过去已经有许多弟兄姐妹做了很多，我们为他们感谢神。我们希望整个教会我们都起来，福音的总动员，我们这个教会成为一个传福音的教会，远近不仅本处，远方，我们为主传扬他的福音。
Not only should be a few people doing this, the whole church should rise up and do this and spread the gospel across the street or over the sea.
能够把这些世界上人人最急需的、最紧急需要的，而且是最重要的一个福音、最好的消息来告诉他们。
And so we can spread the most urgent, most needed gospel to the people.
亲爱的同学朋友们,
My dear friends,
请问你认识不认识这位永恒的基督?
Do you know this eternal Christ?
请问你今天活在这个人的历史里面,这一点里面,你跟这位基督 Alpha, Omega 有没有关系?
Do you have anything to do with this Alpha and Omega?
他是全能的神。
He is Almighty.
我们的生命气息都在他的手中。
And our life, our everything is are in His hand.
我们所有的生命，我们的呼一口气，都是他所赐给我们。
Every breath we take is from Him.
请问你知道吗？我们以前不认识他，我们 take it for granted.
Before we know Him, we take everything for granted.
有时候我们太阳给我们的话，好久没有晒太阳，我们哇，好高兴。太阳太热了又埋怨，雨下了太多也埋怨。
And we complain anything that's inconvenient to us.
但是我们从来也没，我们不认识他的时候，我们说：“神啊，我感谢你，无论是刮风下雨，我知道你都是为了我们的好处。”
But after you know this God, you will give thanks no matter what.
我今天要告诉你，主耶稣爱你。
Today I want to tell you, Jesus loves you.
他今天要拯救你。
Today He wants to save you.
他让你回到他的面前。
He wants you to come back to Him.
我要承认我们离弃我们原来的罪恶。
We should depart from our sins.
我但愿你们能够立下心志来接受他，成为你的救主，成为你生命的主宰。
I would like you to resolve to make a resolution today to become His believer.
好让你能够在这个暂时的帘子里面，能够跟这位永恒的基督，能在跟永恒发生关系，你的生命就有永恒的价值跟意义。
So you will have the connection to the eternity, and your life will be meaningful.
只要我们信靠他。
Only through believing in Him.